Across the country, climate change is driving more severe weather. Floods are the most common and costly of these disasters, and many schools are not prepared. All 50 states have schools that face flood risk. NPR's Anya Kamenetz visited a school in northern New Jersey that was destroyed by one, and as she reports, the school has been shut down since September.
Donna, this is what happened. The Tennekill River is over there, which runs...
Superintendent Michael Burke is showing me around what's left of Creskill Middle High School, which is bordered by creeks on three sides.
So this entire walkway that you're looking at, which has never happened since 1962 when the school opened, filled with water. The water basically went up to the windows.
Last year, on September 1st, this part of New Jersey got around 7 inches of rain in just a couple of hours from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The school has vents just a few inches off the ground. They're meant to bring in outside air. Instead, during this storm, they brought in water. Water that filled the one-story school to a depth of 2 feet, including the boiler.
What happened that night is there was so much rain, we'll cut across, there was so much rain that came at one time.
Today, Creskill is still standing, but it's not safe for students.
Children cannot be placed in a building like this without approval. And what the inspectors have told me is, Mike, you don't have a school. This is now a building.
The months-long journey to turn Creskill back into a school is a case study in just how unprepared this nation is to adapt to a changing climate. Nearly 1 in 5 students attended schools in districts affected by federally declared natural disasters just in the past few years. Hurricanes in Florida and Texas, wildfires in California and Colorado, floods in North Carolina and Arizona, these weather and climate disasters are becoming ever more common and more expensive.
It was very disappointing.
Tico Tavari is a sophomore on Creskill's volleyball team. She and her classmates were looking forward to coming back to school full-time in person last fall after the pandemic. But about 7 months after this flood, repairs on the school building have barely begun. That's meant another year of interrupted learning for Creskill's nearly 1,000 students.
Definitely. We were all eager to go back, and seeing everyone else around us go back, it was disheartening.
A few of her classmates switched to nearby private schools, but Tavari hung on.
I had hopes that the building would rebuild quicker, so I decided to stay.
To get Tavari and her classmates back into their school, the district would first have to come up with the money to pay for repairs and replacements of what was lost. The projected total cost was more than $20 million, two-thirds of the district's entire annual budget. And finding those funds was a slog. The district had purchased private flood insurance, but that was spent just on the cleanup and assessment. Burke, the superintendent, says the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, will eventually cover three-quarters of the cost. But there's a hitch, a big one.
They are a reimbursement grant. Yeah. So they reimburse when you spend the money. The problem is, we don't have the money to spend.
State law, meanwhile, prohibits the district from borrowing money without voter approval.
So if you don't have the money, you can't spend it. No one is going to start doing work of this magnitude without a guarantee for payment.
So it was local taxpayers who finally stepped up. Parents lobbied the community to pass a referendum to raise their own property taxes to get the school the money it needed. And repairs began in February. They were aiming to reopen this coming fall.
I wasn't very surprised.
Laura Lightbody is a researcher at the Pew Charitable Trusts. She says schools in Creskill's situation can take a long time to get fixed because of finances and red tape. In fact, Creskill, a relatively affluent district, is better positioned than most to respond to a disaster, she said.
I can think of West Virginia, for example, where schools are still working on rebuilding and repair following 2016 floods.
Lightbody says all 50 states have schools facing flood risks, and the cost to communities
has increased by about $100 billion each decade since the 80s.
Rebuilding is hard. It's expensive. And it may not even be good enough.
Climate change, what it is, and, you know, the way the current weather patterns are, you know, this most likely will happen again.
Creskill mom Stephanie Cropper went door to door asking her neighbors to vote for the tax money to fix the school.
A lot of residents didn't vote yes because of the fact that they didn't want to see, you know, money go into the school repairs for it to just flood again.
A FEMA spokesperson told NPR that they will be working with Creskill to determine the best way to upgrade rather than just restore what was there. But Superintendent Burke says the most obvious change, moving those vents up higher, would both cost too much and take too long. He feels the pressure to be fully open by this fall, 5 semesters after the school closed for the pandemic. So the current solution is to make flood guards to seal the vents. School will have to close early when a lot of rain is in the forecast, so the custodians can put the guards in place.
They'll have to carry them, slide them in every time we have a flood.
It's a literal stopgap in a community that's gotten used to workarounds.
Good morning.
Last month, Cresco moved to a temporary home at a local church. All the grades are back to meeting in person, at least a few days a week. It's not perfect, but band director Joe Verderese is thrilled to be practicing all in person again.
Cool! Let's record it. That way we can remember the sound of our first day here.
Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, Creskill, New Jersey.